Hello, today is April 27th, 2020. My name's Theodore Turner, and we are going to talk about the events, the day of the crucifixion, a little bit before it happened and a little bit after. In our last story, we talked about how Jesus was preparing the disciples and how he taught them to have communion and how he told them to make sure they pray so they're not falling into temptation. So we're going to read a few verses from the last one, and here we start now, Luke 22:47. And while he spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the twelve, went before them, and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. And Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And as I mentioned the last time, it sounds like Jesus was giving him a chance to repent. He could have said, oh, I'm sorry, or something like that, but he didn't. He'd been paid the money, and he just continued with this. Luke 22:49, when they were which were about him saw that what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? His apostles thought, well, do you want us to fight for you? And before Jesus even answered, Luke 22:50, and one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Luke 22:51, and Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. In other words, stop. Luke 22:51, and Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far, and he touched his ear and healed him. Luke 22:52, then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? Luke 22:53, when I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now, Jesus was the light. It mentions that in many places in the Bible. But he's talking about this is their hour of darkness, because he knows that they're going to be in trouble for this someday. Luke 22:54, and they took him and led him and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Notice here, Peter was so adamant that he was going to stay with Jesus and go to jail with him and do whatever, but it says, and Peter followed afar off. And then we see here in Luke 22:55 what Peter does. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. Here is Peter sitting down again, these Sadducees and these Pharisees and all these guards and these army guys and stuff like that. He's sitting down there by their fire. You know, he could smell the wood burning. You could smell the smoke, and he could see how warm it was. It was cold that day. And in spite of that, he went over and sat down with these evil people. And I think sometimes in life, you'll find some of the people of your relatives or maybe yourself, you'll find you're going over, sat down in the midst of some hall somewhere where they're drinking and carousing, maybe a bar or something like that, and he sits down there among them. That's what Peter did, and we don't want to do that. And so while he's sitting there, Luke 22:56, it's like someone recognized him in that day in the hall that he was in. Luke 22:56, but a certain maid beheld him, and as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him, and said, this man was also with him. And he denied, saying, woman, I know him not. Now, this was the first time, but how many times can you think of that you're in a bad place? I don't know if it's a bar or a dance hall or something like that. Someone comes up and says something about maybe what you were a Christian or something, why were you there, and then you start denying it. You don't want to do that. You need to not be in those places in the first place. Don't sit down with someone that you know is trying to hurt other Christians or something like that, or in a place where they're selling alcohol or drugs. Luke 22:58, and after a little while another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. Luke 22:59, and about the space of an hour, after another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was with him. He's a Galilean. Now you notice that there was an hour between the second time Peter denied him and this time. Peter could have just got up and walked out of there. He could have said, I don't want to be with these evil people. And it's like sometimes if you were in a bar, you may get a break there where no one's giving you a drink or something. You could get up and walk out of there. Or if you're in a drug house, you could get up and walk out and just say, hey, I've got to go do something. And you get yourself out of there. But Peter didn't do that. He just sat there. So here's what happens. Luke 22:16, Peter said, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crew. Because Jesus said the cock would crow. For the day was over when Peter denied him. Luke 22:61, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto him, behold, the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Have you ever done something wrong? And like you walk in a house with a bottle of beer and your mother looks at you, or your dad, he just looks at you. And you just feel like, man, I feel like I'm about a foot high. Because you know you've done something wrong. What you should do, you should go put that thing in the trash and empty it in the sink. Sometimes you don't do that. You just walk through the house and go out, drink that outside, and you know it's not good for you. Luke 22:62. And Peter went out and he wept bitterly. He was sorry for what he had done. After this, Jesus was treated very bad by them, and we'll talk about that now. Luke 22:63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. Luke 22:64. When they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is that smote thee? Can you imagine that? You're blindfolded and they're whacking you in the face. Jesus went through a lot to get us our salvation and to cover us with his blood. Luke 22:65, and many other things blasphemously spake unto him. 22:66, and soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their councils, saying, art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, if I tell you, you will not believe. Luke 22:68, and if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Luke 22:69, henceforth shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand in the power of God. Luke 22:70, then said they, art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, ye say that I am. And they said, what need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. They were just looking for a reason to accuse him of blasphemy, just like you hear people in this world getting accused of blasphemy for not wearing something over their face, or saying something wrong, or speaking out against one of these false prophets that start religions in our country. And they were falsely accusing him. Luke 23:1 says, and the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. Luke 23:2, and they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself was Christ, a king. You see, they're accusing him of perverting the nation and forgetting to pay taxes. People do that nowadays too, maybe behind your back too. Luke 23:3, and Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of Jews? And he answered and said, thou sayest it. Then said Pilate unto the chief priests and the people, I find no fault in this man. You can see Pilate was starting to see there's a problem here. He knew that Jesus wasn't guilty of what they were saying. Luke 23:5, and they were the more fierce, saying, he stirreth up the people and teacheth throughout all Jewry, beginning with Galilee to this place. And when Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged under Herod's justification, he sent him unto Herod, for he himself was at Jerusalem at that time. You see, sometimes they want to find someone else to make the bad decision. They say, maybe a boss will say, I can't do that, but that guy that's ahead of your division is going to have to make that decision. And you know, you just still got to trust God, because it says in Romans 8:20 thing, or 8:28, for all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and to those who are called according to his purpose. And there's plenty of places in the Bible that say, once you are Christian, you're called according to his purpose. So you know that kind of stuff's going to happen. It happened to Jesus, and it's going to happen to some of us, especially now that things are getting so bad in our world. Some of those things are going to happen. Luke 23:8. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Luke 23:9. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. Jesus didn't answer him. Luke 23:10. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Luke 23:11. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, sent him back to Pilate. See, Herod didn't want to deal with it either, so he sent him back to Pilate. He's going to make Pilate make the decision. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends, for before this, they were at enmity between themselves. Luke 23:13. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and rulers of the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, and I have found no fault in him as touching these things, whereof ye accuse him. In other words, Pilate says, you accused him of perverting the people and doing all this evil stuff. He said, he's judged him, and I don't see that this has happened. Luke 23:15. No, nor yet Herod. In other words, he said, Herod didn't see anything wrong with him either. For I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. Luke 23:16. And I will therefore chastise him and release him. Pilate was just making the decision. He was going to let him go. He said he wasn't guilty, and he was going to let him go. Luke 23:17. But of necessity he must release unto them at the feast. In other words, he has to release somebody at this feast. That was their rule. Luke 23:18. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man. Release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city, and for murder, and was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again unto them. And they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him, and therefore I will chastise him and let him go. He was judging Jesus and saying nothing was wrong with him. He said he would chastise him and let him go. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching these things. Pilate saying Jesus is not guilty of this stuff. And then he says again, nor yet Herod, for I sent him you to him, and nothing worthy of death was done unto him. Therefore I will chastise and release him. And they kept crying, crucify him, crucify him. Luke 23:23. And they were instant with loud voices requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. In other words, Pilate gave in to them. Luke 23:24. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. In other words, he said, okay, do what you want. Punish him the way you want. Luke 23:25. And he released unto him. And he released unto him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but they delivered Jesus to their will. In other words, they let Barabbas go, but they took Jesus to do what they wanted to him. Luke 23:26. And they led him away, and they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But we're going to stop here today and just remember 1 John 1:9. we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.